The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
Tonight, we're not gunslingers. Tonight, we are motor slingers.
Motor slingers.
We have the one, the only, Leon the Motorman with us all night tonight.
I'm so pleased to be with you guys. You guys are the best.
Thank you kindly. And he brought George. So if you guys, if you got gun questions, you got car questions, you got airplane questions. Jimmy, what do you cover?
You know what? If you got lady questions.
Well, there you go. If you got lady questions, give Jimmy a call. And, of course, how do they call in, Jim?
You can call in at 866-870-5752. One more time, that's going to be 866-870-5752. And we have all three streams up right now on YouTube, Rumble, and YouTube. Leave your comments, leave your questions for the gents here.
Yep.
Don't leave any for me, please.
Gentlemen, I like that.
But no, they're all up, so I'll be jumping in them, and you can say all your lovely words to Leon and all. So I have a lot in here already, so...
Jeff, thank you so much for having me on. That's just great. I just feel back at home.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I told you, every couple of months, we're going to have you in.
Okay, I'd like the sign there, the motor slinger.
Yeah, right behind me.
Folks, you should see that.
Right behind me, Kevin did a real cool thing. It says, motor slingers, there's a couple of V8s, and we got Gunslinger Radio Network in the corner. It's pretty cool.
I like the supercharge one. That was the one I got the auto industry to start.
I don't see an airplane picture there, Jeff.
I didn't build it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I just sit in front of it. So anyway, you got a question. We already got a couple of calls. We'll get to that in a minute. Real quick news on the shop. Everything's going great. Okay, so as I was telling you last week, May 19th is our next auction. It's already full. Catalog's already done. Wow. Yeah, all we have left are pictures. The catalog itself, all the descriptions are already done.
Already.
We're about 730 guns that we'll be selling. We didn't get in any art this time. Yay.
Oh, good for everyone.
Yeah, the art was interesting. But
I should have brought some pictures of me or something.
Probably sell.
Yeah, we have a booth at the next auction in the corner. You can sign them and charge $5 per signature.
Nobody will show up.
Anyway, May 19th is full. We're now working on September. I think it's the third Sunday. And we're just about done as far as getting guns in for that auction. So if you got one gun, you got 1,000, you better get them
fast.
Yeah, get them in to me soon, folks, because we're going to start working on December here before you can say, holy cow.
You're going to be in 2025 and we're going to be taking guns.
Yeah, well, next year we're working on something different. We've been kind of every auction I've been doing more and more, and we used to do 300-400 guns, and then we get to 5, and then we 550, and now we're doing 750.
Wow.
And it's a long day. So here's what we're going to do next year. We're going to book more auctions and do less guns.
Yes.
So,
smart.
Yeah, I like that 500. It's a nice safe space for me.
And for everyone, you and for the crowd, that's a good number.
Yeah, right, and that way, I don't lose my voice and we're not there all day. And
especially, we have to do the show after.
Right?
Yeah,
we do that every time we have one, because the auctions are always on Sundays. And so what happens, me and Jimmy are at the auction from 8 o'clock in the morning till it finishes at 5:30. And then we
run down
get in our jet-powered airplane and fly over here. And get here just in time to do the show, and I'm talking like this.
And then you hear the click-clack of the halls in our mouths.
Yeah, so there's that. You want to jump into questions right away? Because I got two questions
already.
Well, you know what? Let's get to our friend Richard from the airport.
Oh, Richard, my good friend Richard.
Richard, how are you?
Good morning, you gunslinging motorman.
Well, good evening to you, but okay. What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I want to welcome Leon back. We missed him. And I think he's been great for over the years. I really appreciate him. And I remember when Leon, when he was real little, his pedal car, he was the first one to make a lowrider pedal car.
You saw that picture of me in that pedal All car. Right.
That's funny. Well, okay, what's your question, Richard?
Well, my question for Leon, we have semi-trucks. Some are 18-wheelers, and others are like less. What is the purpose of what do they have more of? Are the 18-wheelers the majority?
Well, it all depends on weight they're going to carry, what they're going to carry, whether it's an 18-wheeler or a smaller one. It depends on going cross-country. If they're used for going cross-country or carrying a big load, that's the reason. The more weight, more wheels they got to have on the car. It's like electric cars. You got to have bigger tires for the weight you got to carry on the car. Just to bring up something, electric cars.
Got to get all those batteries in there.
Yeah, and a lot of ice in case it catches fire.
All right.
Okay, Richard, you got a joke? Well, you got another question? You got a joke for us?
Yeah, well, since it's St. Patrick's Day, how would you describe a leprechaun who's also a fortune teller who just broke out of prison? How would you describe that?
Sounds like me.
I was going to say that, but I don't want to be rude. I give up, Richard. Wow. That's way too many.
You would call it, you would say it's a small, medium, at large.
A small, medium, at large. Look at that. You are
okay.
At large.
Richard, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for the call.
Nice talking to you, Richard.
Right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
How nice. Okay. Rejoining everyone again.
And that opens up the lines at
866-870-5752.
Hey, Kevin, are we still on live in Phoenix, or are they only doing an hour now?
We're on.
Both hours? Oh, just the one. Okay. Okay. So Phoenix, except for Farmer Tice, is not going to come on until the next hour. We have two stations now that are, because of the time change,
right,
we only get to play an hour on them. So you guys need to call and complain to your radio stations to have us on for
Tell
2 hours.
Tell them to fix that. Well, Arizona doesn't have to do the time change, so they're probably still at the right time.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, did you hear this? A guy down in San Diego, some congressman, knucklehead, wants to change it permanent the other way.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding. He wants to non-daylight savings time permanently.
I like daylight, though.
Oh, come on, man.
You know, somebody needs to throw a bag over this guy. Okay, let's get to Farmer Tice in Phoenix. Farmer, how are you? Oh, Farmer Tice, excuse me.
Great. Leon, I have a pickup at the GMC Canyon in 2005. Now, I've only driven it. I have synthetic oil in it. I've only driven it about 2,500 miles in the past year. How long can I go without rechanging that oil?
You should change it every 6 months, no longer than That's 1 year, and use synthetic oil since it sits a lot. Because what
I have
happened?
Another question. I have 75,000 miles on it. When should I get the transmission fluid changed?
Leave it alone. Do it at 100,000.
100,000, even despite the age.
Yeah, you don't have that many miles on it, and you're not working that hard. I mean, sometimes you change the oil and. All. I changed the oil. I got to learn how to say that right.
Oil.
Changed the oil.
It's
best just, I mean, you can change it if you feel like it, but it's just if you feel like doing it. I mean, the late model cars are a lot better than the early 650s, 60s, and 70 automobiles and 80s. So the newer cars and different fluids.
When I have that transmission fluid changed, how should I have it changed?
Well, you should have it changed.
They have two ways of doing it.
Okay, one's a machine that changes all the fluid in it. You convert it. You got an automatic transmission. You got the torque converter, in front, and it dries. So when you take the oil pan off of the transmission to change the filter and everything inside, you cannot change the oil in the converter. But if you use a machine, some of the garages have a machine, they hook it up and they change all the oil, and that's the ones I recommend.
That's why I call you. You're the best.
Thank you.
All right. Farmer, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you next time. Okay.
Great hearing you, Farm Ties.
Yeah, we got a couple of shakes before we got to go to commercial. Again, give us a call at
866-870-5752.
Okay, you got cars, questions. Of course, like I said, when you call in, make sure you say thanks to Leon before you start asking your car questions. This man did 43 years helping people. You owe it to him.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, and we got George over here. You got airplane questions. Yes. You got lady questions. You can call Jimmy. Oh, yeah, and if you got a gun question, feel free to ask me that.
Do it. Call for whatever you need. We'll find a way.
Yeah, that's it. Any word on when you're coming back?
Well, you know, the stations have all changed. I've thought about doing podcasting, and I've had a lot of people call me and what to do. And I enjoy talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing a podcast, you're just going to make, you know, just have a conversation, and you may bring someone in for an interview, something of this nature. But I enjoy talking to people is my main concern.
Yeah.
Not main concern, my main love is talking to people and helping people out.
Okay. We're going to get to a commercial. What song is this? Oh, okay. I picked a whole bunch of stuff from American Graffiti just for you. Okay, when we get back, we're going to have Rick from the CRPA on, and I'm sure he's got a whole bunch of stuff. I know he's going to spend all next week in excremento, so we'll get to him. You're listening to you're listening to Motor Slingers right here on the Gunslinger
Radio Network.
And we'll be back
right after this.
Yes, sir.
Teen Angel, can you hear me?
Hey, it's Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shop and Auctions. I believe in America, and I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe it's every American's right to protect themselves and their family. I also believe in gun safety and getting the best possible advice on firearms. So if you want to buy or sell pistols or rifles, ammo, and supplies, GunslingerAuctions.com is the place to go. My staff and I have decades of experience and knowledge. We'll give you great advice on your firearms and informed insights on what firearms to purchase. Plus, Gunslinger's has huge gun auctions several times a year. Our next auction is May 19th, where you can bid on outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. Go to Gunslinger Auctions to learn more or call me at 714-939-1172 for location, hours, directions, videos, past Gunslinger show programs, info on firearms, ammo, and our next big auction on May 19th. Go to GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. Once more, Gunslinger Auctions! .com.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
That nerve drive a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, all the fire.
Kevin, where do you find these god-awful versions of everything? Man, can you just get the studio version once?
He doesn't want to get us caught up with the...
Apparently not. Yeah, we find the bootleg version off of the back of a beer can.
Side C.
Yeah.
Is this a Seaside? How do you get those?
Found in a trash can behind Mel's Auto Parts and Clothier. Anyway, welcome back to Motor Slingers right here on...
The Gunslinger Radio Network.
We have the one, the only Leon the Motorman with us all night tonight. If you got questions, give us a call at...
My question about airplane. George is a famous aviator.
There, it's true.
No, so...
What's the number, Leon?
Oh, the phone number, folks. Listen, 866-870-5752 or... KRLA.
That's it.
866-870-KRLA.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to our friend Rick from the CRPA. Rick, how are you?
Great. Seems like you guys are having a blast. It's great to see.
We're trying.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring us down, or is this another good week?
Okay, I'll leave, and you guys have a great week. I'll talk to you.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. What's going on, Rick?
What isn't going on is more like it. So, you know, we've been dealing with this massive gun grab and mandatory registration attempts and turning the insurance agent into their people to check on if you're properly reporting firearms. And I thought, okay, we've got this pretty well handled. And then we ended up, it looks like, with a couple of other Republicans siding with some people now to go after the dogs. And so this year what we're seeing is we're seeing not just one bill, but we're seeing bill packages. And so this newest one, anybody that's ever had a dog, and I'm going to name off some breeds because these happen to be the dogs that most likely would be affected by this, but they're dogs that I guess most Americans don't like. Labrador Retrievers, Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, Standard Poodles, Rottweilers, German Short-Haired Pointers, Australian Shepherds, Doberman Pinschers, Boxers, Springer Spaniels, Cocker Spaniels, you know, things like that.
Just the favorites.
Basically, you know, the favorite sporting and working dogs in America. A lot of those breeds have, you know, in their first litter, six or seven pups, but after there can have a great deal more puppies. Well, what they want to do is now if your dog has more than seven pups, that will be considered an illegal commercial breed. You'll be fined $5,000, and you're going to have to get new government chips, not the original chip that, like, if you lose your dog and someone finds that they can scan and get your dog back to you. No, these would be chips that dogs could be tracked in is one of the things they're considering, and also making the breeder keep up the vaccines for at least the first year on the dog with whoever purchases it to make sure that there are things. So it's draconian, and it's designed to do basically three things at the end of the day. One, to drive up prices. Two, by driving these prices up, a lot of people will opt not to have these bigger dogs and dogs that you can do sporting things with. And three, then part of the deal is at a point to make importation of those dog breeds to California illegal and therefore get them out of the, you know, control, get them out of the state. And now you don't have dogs to hunt or do any of the sporting or working things with, and you further consolidate the population.
Wow. Unbelievable. So if your dog has one extra blessing, and they generally have five or six pups in a litter, and if you have one extra, they're going to tax you even more now. Just
right.
Wow. What can they do?
Yeah, don't say that, Jimmy.
Oh, shucks. I take it back.
Do not tempt them.
All right.
So that's one of the many bills. There's, we're also fighting locally, as I've said on the program. The fight to save the deer on Catalina is getting more entrenched and getting a bit more serious. And so we're trying to bring some legislators down here in the next couple of weeks to push back on that and stop that from happening. And then we're also just a few weeks away from getting quite a number of people. We have about, positive news, we have about 60 people going to the Capitol for a Capitol Day to meet with a lot of these legislators and push back and give our stories and try to help encourage them not to vote the way that they are presently looking like they're going to vote.
Boy, is it time to flush excrement. Holy mackerel.
It is. It's really big, and it's trying to get people excited about an election when we have the lowest voter turnout. So, but that can be an advantage if we just get our people to turn out.
But see, here's the problem with this, Rick, and I don't care what anybody says or whatever. What they do, you remember in the old days and for 1,000 years, we always got the results of the vote that night.
That's correct.
Now, what they're doing is they're counting to see how many they're behind, and then they flush in a whole pile we just happened to find 10 bazillion votes over in his corner.
I have a hard time, Jeff. I mean, you know.
And no ID.
Any of us that ever grew up with Scantrons know that, you know, the teacher just put them inside the computer, and the computer spit out the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Voting is done with the Scantron system. Mm-hmm. And so for you to think that it could be done that quickly, I just find appalling.
Yeah, it, unbelievable. Just boy, is it time for
this country
needs a big slap in the face because if watching Joe Biden doesn't make you just blood boil. And does anybody believe that they didn't crank him up for that speech he gave?
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, that guy was going 250 miles an hour. He hasn't gone 20 miles an hour in the last 4 years.
You know he doesn't run at that pace.
No, I mean, he goes 2 miles an hour.
That could be a beautiful thing, you know. For short term.
yeah, for, you know, I actually, somebody posted on Facebook during a speech saying, boy, Joe sure looks different. I said, yeah, I hope they didn't give him enough crank to give him a heart attack.
Right, well, yeah. They pumped him up pretty good.
You know.
It was one hell of a B-12 shot. That's what
I was. Yeah. That was like,
they gave him all the Bs.
That was B-48, I think is what that was. Yeah, that was B-12
times four. A six-pack of Red Bull, too.
Oh, yeah. Mainline.
Yeah, he had wings all over the place, even on his shoes. Okay, Rick, anything else going on?
We have lots of competitions, and I will say I'm very excited. Not normally excited being up in Sacramento, but I'm very excited because I'm going to have about 16 youth and their coaches going in to push supporting youth shooting sports and to try to get some of those people in the middle more onto our side. So I think that's really positive because these are high school youth who are very accomplished shooters, are all at the Junior Olympic to pre-Olympic stage, and they all wanted to sign up and on very strict budgets, use part of their budget money to come up to the Capitol and fight for everybody's rights. And so I think that should give a breath of fresh air and hope to a lot of people that despite everything this governor and this legislature has done to kill the next generation, we have young people that are willing to go the extra mile and step into a not friendly place and tell people that do not like them. I would actually go as far as say hate them and tell them that they don't believe that way and it's wrong, and to support them and support those that follow them. And one of the comments that was made was in shooting sports, there is no bench, even for those who have affirmities. And those people get to compete on an equal playing level with everybody else. And there's no other sport that allows that or encourages that. And so two of the kids are wheelchair bound that will be going up there. And so I think that says a lot.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Okay, Rick, if anybody wants to donate their time, their money, or join the CRPA, how do they get a hold of you?
CRPA.org, and if they have questions, of course, you can always ask on this show, but otherwise, do it at contact@CRPA.org.
Okay.
And thank you. And Leon, even though I've never used you, thank you for everything you've done over the years, because I have listened to you quite often.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, my friend.
Hey, Rick, real quick, can we announce what we're going to do next week at my shop?
Yeah.
We'll do it.
So I work with some other people besides Jeff, and so one of those is Joel Persinger from Gun Guy TV, which is pretty big on YouTube. And so Joel and I are going to come down and bug Jeff a week from Monday, and we're going to have an episode of Gun Guy TV meets Gunslinger. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's going to be great. And I thought for some reason, I thought it was tomorrow, but that actually works out better for me because I'm going looking at a car tomorrow.
So. Hey now.
Well, it actually works out better for me because it had been really hard to get from Sacramento back to you.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, traveling. Rick, we'll talk to you next week, and
yep.
I'll see
Take
you
care.
Soon. Okay, talk to you.
God bless you, man.
Okay, that opens up a line, and we got a few. We got DJ in Orange and Jose in Santa Ana. We're going to get to you guys after the break.
You know, you were telling me about all your cars. It's quite interesting. Are you in competition with Leno or something?
I got what you call a starter kit compared to Leno. No,
folks, he's got some of the nicest, best automobiles. I'm so jealous. I don't know what to do.
He's jealous. For 6 years now, I've been trying to get him to come over to my house and start helping me work on some of them. I tell you what are you going to do? Tomorrow, I'm going to look at a 56 Mercury Monterey convertible.
Mm, nice.
And for those of you that do know me, most of the cars that I have are cars that I had as a kid that I either couldn't afford at the time to make nice, mm-hmm. or they were my dad's cars, and I'm just trying to, you know.
That's one of the reasons you just brought up, reminded me. One of the things that young kids are not getting into cars, because when you and I was growing up, you know, could go buy a car for $300-$400.
Yep.
Now you got to buy a car, even a used car is $2,000-$3,000.
Oh,
so
least.
Cheapy.
Yeah. Oh, you can't even find them for that.
Yeah. No. I mean, no. It's ready to for the graveyard, a boneyard.
Absolutely.
As we used to say.
They'll be paying those off for the rest of their lives, getting even used cars these days.
And insurance, you know,
everything. It's just ridiculous. And I mean, West Covina High School, there was a waiting list to get into auto shop. You know, our auto shop teacher was just like super famous and a real good guy, and everybody just absolutely loved him. And they don't even have shop classes.
No, they took it out before I was even in high school.
Yeah, it's just wrong.
Well, back in the days, I wanted to buy an airplane when I was a teenager, but I couldn't afford it. But I could get hold of a 50 Chevy when I worked on it myself. Yep. You open the hood on that your car, you could see every element in there. You could see the ground through the engine there.
Mm-hmm.
You could get in there underneath the hood. And sit there and work
on. Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
You're listening to Motor Slingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And we'll be back in a minute or two. Yes.
Trailer. is for sale or rent.
Everybody.
Rules to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I'm 2 hours of pushing broom. I'm a paper 12-folded room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Motor Slinger Show right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
We're here with Leon the Motorman and George. You got gun questions, you got car questions, you got airplane questions, or you want to just talk to Jimmy, give us a call.
Yeah.
What's the number, Leon?
The number here, 866-870-5752. Again, that's 866-870-5752 or 866-870-KRLA.
There you go.
Like honey.
Let's get to him because he's been waiting patiently. DJ in Orange. DJ, how are you?
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
You can.
Thank you so much for having the Motorman on. Motorman, I could give you 49 questions about the automotive questions that I have. The thing that's on my mind, as I've told you before, I've seen you at remotes. You signed autographs for my kids when they were little. You are an incredible
person. Oh, my God. Boy, you build me up here.
You touch people's lives with your honesty, your integrity, and you did it every Sunday. Is just incredible.
God bless you. You're making me feel good. Thank you so much.
I hope it makes you feel super good because Jeff, thank you guys very much down there, and Mark and Jimmy for having this guy on who has touched lives.
Legend.
And God. What else can you say? Thank God you're not a politician, and thank God it's the real deal.
No, I'm far from a politician.
We just miss you so much, so I hope you get your gears together and get back rolling.
Well, the truth is, I miss you guys as well. I really do. I miss all you guys were just one big family. It was just one big family, and I loved each and every one of you.
Absolutely. I would run in and out of church. I didn't miss this sermon, but I was an elder. I'm running in and out of there, and I'm going, oh, let me go out while we're in the breaks over here, and I know what you're going to tell me. Don't miss that sermon.
Nah, don't give up church.
Yeah.
Don't give up church.
I did not, but I went out there just to catch your show, and that shows you how much integrity you have.
Oh, thank you.
I have purchased the second most important things in my family's lives, which other than our houses, our automobiles, and used what you told us, what you did. You are the genuine man of the hour.
You're making me blush here.
Good. Blush red.
And we got George here, the famous pilot. You got Jeff here and Jimmy Cobb. They're great people, too, you know.
Thank you so much. I don't want to take up this precious time.
Now keep it up.
Don't stop now.
Don't stop.
Gunslingers were just gone, and thank you guys.
They got a good program here.
All right, DJ, thanks for the call. Take care now.
That's too much.
Again, give them the number, because all we're doing tonight is phone calls. So you guys call in. You got questions for Leon? Give us a call. What's the number?
Or George about airplanes.
About airplanes. Mm-hmm. We're doing
somebody give us a number, because I don't know it.
Number is, of course, 866-870-5752. Huh? Write this down, folks. 866-870-5752.
I got to ask, is it funny giving out a different number than the old?
Yes. Now they had memorized.
I know. Well, there wasn't much to memorize.
I got it tattooed on my foot.
The first couple times we were doing this show, I was accidentally almost giving out that number, too. So I was like,
for the first 3 months, everybody who was watching it, every time I'd say something about KRLA, because I had always KABRLA.
Yeah, don't give them any credit.
No, All right, let's jump over to, let's see who's been waiting the longest. Let's get to Dave in Whittier. Dave, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys, I like the fact that you're talking about this imbecile gun control business that these, I know you guys don't like the political, but, you know, you're talking about it, and we got to get to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is these crazy, insane, crazy liberals. And one of the things that people need to remember and know they need to know about the fact that marijuana use has been associated now with these mass shootings. Every time there's a mass shooting, Biden gets out there, these Democrats get, oh, we must have gun control. Well, guess what? It's proven that these dumb Democrats pushing legalization of marijuana in California, that it's insane. It's causing mass shootings. So it's the liberals that are causing the problems of Gascones. It's these crazy loony bin politicos, crazies that need to be gotten out.
You got no arguments for me. We've been saying this for a long time. Excremento needs to be flushed. That's all there is to it. We need to get rid of a lot of people that are up there that have been,
education. It's educating the public on your radio station. And the fact of the matter is these people are just crazy. They're the criminal crime family, this Democrat Party. And people need to understand that they're so deeply corrupt. And they're endangering everyone's life.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, marijuana use causes behavioral problems, birth defects of behavioral and learning problems. I belong to Americans Against Legalization of Marijuana. I've spoken to city councils and was asked by the Anaheim police chief to come to a convention that they were forming on educating about Prop 64. They didn't want it. So they created a forum for this, and the chief invited me to it. Americans Against Legalizing Marijuana, folks. Join it.
All right. Okay, Dave, thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk to you later. Okay, real quick, because he's been waiting a long time, let's get to Kirk in Long Beach. Kirk, what can we do for you, sir?
Hey, Kirk.
Hello, Leon, sir. How are you?
Fine, Kirk. How you doing, my friend?
Good, good. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey. Oh, very good.
I would love to ask you, I think you already hinted on the answer, what was your favorite firearm growing up in North Carolina, and what was your favorite vehicle driving out on those back roads?
getting a bootlegger. Huh?
Right.
My favorite gun, I have two. And when I was 12 years old, my dad, for my birthday, gave me a single-shot .22. Merlin. I still have that gun, and I have I think my dad bought it at Sears,
mm-hmm.
and it was a 410 shotgun with the choke at the barrel, mm-hmm. and I used to go hunting for squirrels and rabbits. It was a great squirrel and rabbit gun, but I've got some others since then, but those were my absolute favorite, and I'll keep them forever. Simple.
Favorite vehicle?
Boy, that's tough. Everybody asks me that question. I have a lot of favorite vehicles.
But going hunting.
Well, I was a Corvette guy, and I've had some nice cars. My first car was a 42 Ford. It was a hand-me-down from my brother. And I got that. And maybe that put me into business I'm in due to the fact I had to work on it a week to drive it a day. And so I had to do a lot of work on that, but I had hopped up the motor and did all this, and one thing led to another, and I came to California with a 49 Ford, and I just put a Thunderbird engine in it, a 57 Thunderbird. I put it in a week before and drove it to California.
Fresh.
And then, of course, Corvette.
312 or 318?
Yeah, 312.
312,
okay. 312. 312. And big four-barrel carburetor, man, it was a nice car.
Yeah.
Three-speed, three on the tree.
nobody knows what that means anymore.
That's all.
Yeah, we do.
us above a certain age know what that means. But
any car with a stick shift now is the best deterrent for theft.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Nobody knows how to drive those these days.
It's just crazy.
Thank you for your service to all the listeners. We've enjoyed you for so many years. Your guidance, it's just been absolutely wonderful. You've reminded certain people to put gas in their car.
Mm-hmm.
So we love it.
I resemble that remark.
You know who you are.
I don't get it.
Yes, I do. I called you one time when you were still on, and my car was broke down, and I couldn't figure out why it wouldn't start. And I called you on air, and you told me it was, Jeff, you're out of gas. I walked across the street to the gas station, put a gallon in, and it started up, and I felt like an idiot.
You got to fix the fuel gauge.
Yes, I do. Anyway, Kirk, thanks for the call.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Okay, really quick, because we lost him for a minute. Let's get to Jose in Santa Ana. Jose, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Yeah, sorry about that earlier. Kind of a trick question. Kind of a weird one. So I'm seeing these advertisements now for these self-defense firearms. They're not really self-defense firearms. I don't think they're legally categorized as such. They shoot these little gel pellets and are powered by a CO2 cartridge. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering what you guys thought of them.
I think you'd be better off buying a pellet gun, to be honest. They don't make them strong enough for civilian market. No. For police, that's one thing, but for civilians, and California is hinky when it comes to anything non-lethal. They don't allow us to have bean bags. They don't allow us to have any of the stuff that the smoke stuff. So. I mean, if you got to go non-lethal, I would look into getting maybe like a taser.
It hurts, man.
But wait till you go to pay for one. That really hurts. Those things start at about $1,000.
What the heck?
I don't know. Okay, Jose. What's that?
Holy moly.
Yeah. Tell me. And you know what? The taser company I was dealing with when we actually carried them for a short time wanted to do a background check on you themselves. So, I mean, I just said, as soon as I saw that, because I bought one for myself, I was going to give it to the wife, and it came with a CD on how to do it, and then, this whole thing to fill out, and I said, you know what? I took it back to the shop, put it back on the sale, and we sold out, and that was the end of it.
That was the end of that story.
Anyway, Jose, I hope that helped you.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it, you guys.
Okay, thanks so much for calling back. Take care now. Okay, and that opens up a couple lines at
866-870-5752. Mark this down, folks. 866-870-5752.
And we're going to record that so we can play it every once in a while.
I've got a couple questions when we come back from our online on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Rumble and all that. If you guys aren't missing out, jump on either one of those. Just search out Gunslinger on there. You'll see us come up. But I got questions for both George and
excellent.
Leon.
We'll get to that. We've got phone calls. Don't forget, give us a call. This is a live show, and we're going to fade out to Santos and Johnny and a little bit of sleepwalking.
Hey, how about the Beach Boys?
They're coming. Come on, man. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
We got them. Hey, Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shops here. If you want to buy, sell, or trade a firearm, come to GunslingerAuctions.com to learn how. We've got fantastic selections on pistols, rifles, high-tech, and military firearms. Plus, skeet, trap, holsters, ammo by the box, reloading supplies, laser sights, and all the extras you need. If you have a gun collection and you'd like to sell for a big profit, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Our staff has decades of experience in appraisals, consignments, antiques, and more, with honesty and unmatched customer service. Our next auction is on May 19th, where you can bid on over 700 outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles, in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. So if you're buying, selling, or trading a firearm or entire collection, go to GunslingerAuctions.com or give me a call, 714-939-1172. To learn more about our huge gun auction May 19th, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Gunslinger Auctions. That's GunslingerAuctions.com.
Yes, my baby left me, never said a word. All this talking, 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 she hurt. My baby left me, my baby even left me, never said a word.
Welcome back, everybody, to Guns, Motor Slingers. I gotta break that habit right for the night. Welcome back to Motor Slingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
Thank you very much. I just want to say, all right, we got a whole pile of car questions, and one is always going to interest me is Paul in Westminster. Paul, what can we do for you?
Oh, hi. I have a C3 Corvette, and I brought it back from the shop last week.
Say again, what was it? C3 Corvette.
Oh, C3 Corvette.
68, one of the years that you don't want.
No.
It's a one-year car.
Yeah.
Anyway, it pumped 4 quarts of transmission through the vacuum line into the engine and busted the fuel pump and pumped 2 gallons of gas into the crankcase. I think I had oil all the way up to the bottoms of the pistons. Oof. On the way home, I had a James Bond smokescreen behind me going down the 22 freeway.
Well, wait a minute. Start off again. You had transmission fluid?
It went through the modulator valve into a vacuum line.
Right.
Attached to the modulator valve, right into the manifold and right out the exhaust.
That's right. They have a modulator that makes the transmission shift smoother, and that's run by a vacuum line, and it's sucked up in. That was quite common when they started doing that several years ago, back in the 60s, putting the modulator valves on. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of, I'm surprised they didn't suck all the fluid out because it did smoke. Mm. You left a smoke screen.
Oh, there was a lot of smoke. And then when I got off freeway, the CHP said, "Your car's on fire." I said, "No, it's just steam coming out the exhaust." And he says, "Your brake lights also don't work." So I got to find someone that does from the dashboard forward the spaghetti that the mechanic that put the engine in for me rewired.
Oh. Do you know anybody that can put a motor in 68 or fix wiring in 68?
Well, I have the engine. It's a crate engine. It's a ZZ6 Chevrolet 450.
Well, there you did to go. You know, a lot of shops that I've dealt with over the years, like mine, have closed up, gone out of business. The real estate that takes to run a shop has got too expensive now, and so garages usually can't afford the real estate on it anymore. So it's hard to find somebody now that has – old timers like myself. Well, I'm not old.
No. Yeah, 39 and holding. Yeah.
But it's hard to find. So, which area you live in?
I'm Westminster. The two or three shops I've been to, they want to have any part of it. They look at that wiring. They said, "Who did this?"
See, that's the problem, and you got to redo it. That's very costly and very time-consuming. You know, you start paying people by the hour, and it's very complicated. You need to go to somebody who specializes in just electrical wiring. There are people out there that can do that, usually like speedometer shops and some of these people that specialize in wiring for the vehicles, because somebody's got that all messed up. Yeah. You in the world of hurt.
It's a Chef Boyardee spaghetti in that engine department.
Oh, it's a Corvette specialist. Where, do you remember what city they're in?
Corvette. You've got in Orange County there. You've got
Corvette specialist.
Yeah, Corvette specialist right in Santa Ana.
That's it.
Jeff's. Okay. Is it Jeff? I'll think of it shortly.
I've had good luck with them. I have a 63 vet, so I'm right there with you with a C3. And I've taken mine into them for a couple of different things, and they were fantastic.
Oh, Jeff, God.
Well, everybody that seems to look at it said, "Who did this?" I said, "A mechanic. I want to talk ill will because he did the engine okay. It just said,
be prepared."
4 months, he got so angry with it.
Yeah.
Get the dashboard in and out, in and out, in and out, to the point where I had to replace my dashboard because he broke the fiberglass behind the dashboard.
Oh, boy. Yes.
You got a problem there, my friend, much as I hate to tell you, but you got to find somebody that's got to spend the time to work, go through all that electrical system.
The Mooney I flew had no problems like that.
Well, those days are gone, unfortunately. Yeah, but believe me, I have a whole bunch of old cars, and I'm always trying to find the next. Where can I take it? Because
Coast Corvette? Hendo online put Coast
Corvette. Mike.
Corvette Mike.
Corvette Mike in Orange County. You maybe can check with him.
He's been there. He said, "Get lost."
Oh. Boy, you really got some spaghetti going under that dash.
You got a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to see everything that you see in the dashboard here or in the engine belongs underneath the dash.
Even good technician mechanics. Let me use the word mechanic.
There's four relays that are in there. He said, "What are these relays?" I said, "The guy put the engine in, put in all these relays."
Yeah, I'm speaking out of turn here, but since the CHP guy said he thought your car was on fire, maybe that's a good idea.
So I was just steamed because the electric fan wouldn't come on.
Yeah.
The 68s had a problem with overheating, and the 69, they corrected that problem with the front end of the car.
Right.
They cut the holes a little bit different on the intake underneath the front of the car. The 68s are traditionally overheaters.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Paul,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for you as well.
Don't know where to send you, but like I said, try Corvette Specialist if Corvette Mike didn't help you, and that's about all we can tell you. All righty?
Sure. I've had mine 52 years.
Good on you. I've had mine about 25, so I'm right there with you. Okay. Take care, Paul. Thanks for the call.
Real fast, do you want me to? Let's get to some.
Yeah,
I got a couple questions actually, and comments for George here. I mentioned during the break, we had a question about the outsourcing and the quality control issues with Boeing right now.
That's a good question. That's a serious problem. The long story short is that the problem that the Alaska Airlines had with the 737 door plug, that part of the airplane was built by a company called Spirit Aviation in Wichita. And that used to be part of Boeing itself, and Boeing sold it, trying to downsize a little bit and offload some of their business. And now Boeing is going to probably try to buy that entity back and shape up the quality control there. So that's one issue. Now, the other issue is quality control at the Boeing factory in Washington. That needs to be worked on, too. And if Boeing will work through it, it's a great company. They just got a little bit distracted with us.
Do you help, George, do you help think it was a help issue, people not really qualified or rushing work through fast?
I think part of it is what you're saying. They do a good training thing. They all have to be certified by the FAA to do work on airplanes.
Right. But,
I think the attention was on getting the airplanes out the door, not on making them perfect. And that's a problem. There's also been some recent stories in the media about some other Boeing airplanes having issues, which are more like a maintenance issue at the airline. Especially United had some issues lately with wheels and tires and panels. Well, that's not a Boeing issue. That's just a airline maintenance issue.
Yeah.
So and that should take care of that question, I hope.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, I mean, you hit all the major points on what the problems are and how they're fixing it right now, which I think is something we need to address. But I also had a comment from Kirk. He just wanted to say that he saw one of the last flights of the B-29 on a plane named Doc at Collins Foundation, and wondering if you've seen any of those.
Yeah, I've flown in one of the B-29s still flying some years ago. There's two flying, Doc and Fifi, and they're owned by separate entities, and they go on the air show circuit, and you can usually get a ride in them for a couple of bucks or more. So if you Google Fifi or Doc, you'll give them your schedule. It'll be on those websites, and you can figure out where you can catch up with one of those airplanes.
Did you get a chance to catch any of that Masters of the Air?
I've heard a lot about that. I've not seen one yet.
Okay,
I don't stream that. You know that company, Apple. I think it was Apple TV. Mm-hmm. But some friends of mine keep telling me, George, you got to see these shows.
I think
really
you'll
well
like
done.
It. Yeah. I finished it this week. It's tough to compare because Band of Brothers was such a great.
Yeah.
You know, series.
You bet.
And Pacific wasn't as good as Band of Brothers, but it was still pretty good. This one, they spent too much time with things that just didn't matter. They didn't build characters and you know, it was too much of the gore and, you know, and the blowing up and stuff.
I've heard that same kind of comment from people that have seen all three series.
I wish they would have spent a little bit more time with the guys.
Agreed.
Any which way, we got a pile of calls.
Well, let's get to
give
them.
Us a number one more time because
here's the great numbers right now. 866-870-5752. Again, 866-870-5752.
All right, and let's get to Brandon in San Diego. He's got a question for you, Leon. Go ahead. Brandon, what can we do for you?
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing tonight?
Excellent. How about
Wonderful
you?
Wonderful having Leon here.
Just having a good time.
Good to hear. It's funny. I talk about that we have a gun show down here in San Diego, like the gun radio show. Mm-hmm. We also have an auto repair show down here, too. So, I mean, kind of equals out. And I swear to you, every week or every month, they'll call in and they'll say, hey, there's this guy named Leon in L.A. that I listen to all the time. And, we really miss him. You guys should take him down here in San Diego. I'm like, well, if I get his contact info. So here we are. How about that?
There you go.
Hopefully those listeners, sorry.
Brandon, we got about one minute before a break, so go ahead.
All right. Well, you might have to carry this over to the next hour, but my wife and I have constantly argued about me constantly using cruise control in my car on the highways and all that stuff. And she says it hurts the motors and you can't keep using the cruise control no matter what and all that situation. So I just wanted to know Leon's opinion on is it okay if I continuously use cruise control in order to
I don't want to break up a marriage. But it doesn't hurt a thing. It doesn't hurt a thing. Okay, and I highly recommend it because you get better gas mileage with cruise control. You got a lot of safety issues with it. It's perfectly to use it, and I highly recommend it.
Thank you guys so much. You guys have a good night, okay?
Thanks, Brandon, for the call. We'll talk to you later. All right, we're at the top of the first hour. When we get back with our second power-packed hour, you say it, Leon. Go ahead.
Oh, back with a power-packed hour to Beach Boys.
Beach Boys.
Right here.
We got a little Buddy Holly for you, everybody, right here on
Motor Slinger Show.
That's right.
On
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And we'll be back right after this.
Makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free, California.
Welcome to the second hour, everybody in Portland, Phoenix. I don't know, same thing to me. Everybody in Phoenix, everybody in the Inland Empire now, or everybody's with us. We got all four stations going.
Up now.
What we're doing tonight, guys, is the Motor Slinger Show. We have the one, the only Leon the Motor Man in with us, taking questions at, well, give us our number.
The number is 866-870-5752. Again, that's 866-870-5752. Give us a call.
Give us a call. Yeah, we got calls on
We have all the streams going on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook Live. Just search the Gunslingers or Gunslinger. Actually, we have Gunslinger Auctions and Gunslinger Radio Show. Just check it out. I'm looking at all the kind words everyone's been saying about Leon being on the show, all the great questions. Check out all the streams. You can check out everyone out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And speaking of calls, let's get to, because he's been waiting for 20 minutes, Craig in Orange. Craig, what can we do for you, sir?
Hey, I just wanted to thank my brother Butch for always reminding me to listen to the Gunslinger, and appreciate you guys.
No, thank you,
sir. I had a question about, my wife and I got our CCWs a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple pistols in my name. They said, no problem, she can use my pistol under her CCW. But now this year, we went to renew them, and they've got the new BS law, BS-22 or whatever it's called.
SB-2, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you have to own your own firearm.
Correct.
She has to own her own firearm to do it. Mm-hmm. So I think they thought they were being smart, that we were going to have to... We were just going to cancel it or something because we didn't want to go through the hassle of transferring it. But you know what? We just went and bought another gun.
You know, everything these guys plan, because they don't plan it for more than 30 seconds at a time, always backfires on them. Like the ammo bill where they said, oh, you know, we'll fix them. We'll take away ammo. And, of course, what did it do? Oh, yeah, to get ammo, you got to buy another gun.
Oops.
So, yeah, what did it do? It just made sales go up.
Oh, I haven't bought a gun in a while, huh?
And I see...
And now we feel even safer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I see these posts all the time, people always saying, well, you know, how are you doing now compared to 4 years ago? And I'm, you know, kind of quietly going, I'm doing really good. You know, but you know what? I can't wait for Donald Trump to get back in office. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
Sleepy Joe needs to be
living in ultra MAGA California, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something? Wow. Wouldn't that be something? Anyway, Craig.
We bought a pistol. So my wife bought her new pistol at Turner's today, and just want to give a shout out to Jeff. He's a ex-Marine, retired sheriff, Orange County sheriff there, and he did an awesome job helping us out. Absolutely great guy.
Well, good on him and Semper Fi, but don't use the T word here, damn it. That's okay. Hey, you know what? What's the thing about the high tide rises all boats? All so ships, there you yep. go. Anyway, Craig, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Take
Have
care.
A great night.
Okay.
You too. Be safe.
All right, and we got an interloper wants to talk to us. Uh-oh. You ready for this? I don't know, some guy named Mark. Who are you? What do you want?
Happy St. Patty's, Mark.
As you know, I am headed inbound from Vegas. We did a show today. I front a band called the Plowboys on St. Patrick's Day for a Celtic band. It's like Christmas. Hmm. That said, I'm listening to the show as we're back inbound to town. you guys sound like you are having so much fun, and I am so jealous not to be in the studio. I got to be honest. With the man, the myth, the legend, you know I'm talking about Jimmy the Gent.
Oh, go on.
Well, he's taking lady questions if you got him. So.
And Mark, listen, Mark, so thanks. I'm sitting in your chair.
So keeping it nice and warm for you.
Keep it warm for me, man. I hope they didn't give you the headphones with the broken earpiece.
Yeah, I got them. No. They gave me some brand new ones. I got sort of jewelry around them.
Those old broken ones are left at the old studio, the old station.
I was going to say, boy, that's the truth, man. Yeah. I'm really glad to hear that. Hey, listen, so I do have a legit question. This is for Leon, for you. It is for George. And it's for Jeff, although I think I know the answer. Jimmy, I don't know where you're at on this. So, Rolls Merlin or Pratt Whitney double wasp? Which engine?
Well, the Pratt Whitney is a round engine called a radial, actually, and it's would be an 18-cylinder.
Yep.
The Rolls Merlin is an inline engine, a V12 that powers P-51 Mustangs and Spitfire fighters.
One to war.
And which is the engine that powered the Corsair? Jeff, this is for you.
Well, I'll take that for Jeff. That was the Pratt Whitney R2800 on the Corsair.
Yeah, like I'm going to know that. I just want one. I don't want to fly it. I just want to put it in my backyard and look at it.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I will come over every day if you get one of those and put it in the backyard, all right?
Okay, fair enough.
I'll be in a night. Hey, you guys, I'm just enjoying the heck out of the Motor Slingers Hour, and I'll be listening to the whole rest of the way into town, okay?
All right, Mark. All right,
thanks,
Mark. Take care, Mark.
See you next week.
Real treat having you gentlemen. In the
hey, Mark, by the way, this is George again, and happy St. Patty's Day, buddy.
Happy I appreciate the dickens out of that. Thank you.
We'll see you, Mark. Okay, let's get to Sandy in Long Beach. She's, Sandy, what can we do for you?
And I'm in Huntington. Sorry.
Oh, no, you know what? You're right. It does say Huntington. I was looking at Gary. Gary's in Long Beach. What can we do for you?
That's okay. Oh, I just want to tell Leon, it's so good to hear his voice. Right. And I hope you have him on more often. I heard him last time, too. But we miss him. We miss you so very much.
Me, too. That's why he's here.
I miss you, Sandy.
I know. So call him. Have him come in more often. Leon, I've now got a 2016 CTSV Cadillac. And it was okay, no problems, until the transmission got flaky. Had it worked on, and ever since then, I started up and it backfires. Nobody can figure out why.
Started up and it backfired. That's all fuel injected engine. It shouldn't do that. You got a bad injector or something that's putting fuel into the engine. It's loading, dripping. The injector's probably dripping fuel. And so you sit there when you start it, it ignites that and bam, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's loud.
Mm-hmm. you'll be damaging the catalytic converter and you'll be in a heap of trouble. You got a big expense.
Yeah.
Because it backfires through the catalytic converter.
I knew you would have the answer, so I just need to take it to a guy and say, fix my kit.
Have you had it smog checked? Has the car been smog checked recently?
Not since I've had it 2.5 years, and no, it has not.
When you go in for a smog check, that will show up if it's running rich with an injector leaking. So you can have somebody just scan the computer and check that, but if you go in for a smog check, they will do that. But don't go get a smog check till you need it.
No, will not. No. Okay, Leon, come back soon.
Okay,
and
God Jeff, bless
I have,
you.
I have some info. You guys all want daylight savings time. You know, Senator Rubio in Texas, 2 years ago, he passed the Sunshine Protection Act, got it through the Senate, passed it on to Congress, where it's been buried for 2 years.
I know.
It died. It died after a year. Rubio sent it back again. So I've been calling and calling. If maybe all the listeners can call and go to the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation and tell them it is a priority to us, because I'm told it's not a priority.
Yeah.
It is a priority.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's a priority to us, but it's not a priority to them because they're too busy lining their own pockets with our money.
It don't make them any money.
Yeah, they're not getting paid under the table for this one.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Ted Cruz is a ranking member, And I don't know Maria Cantwell, but she is the chairperson. Well, but those are the two, and they've got about 25 people underneath them.
Wouldn't you love to see Ted Cruz be the next Supreme Court justice?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're thinking that, too. Yeah. Yep.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
He'd be excellent. He would.
I couldn't agree more.
I know a couple I'd like to get out of there. Anyway, if all the listeners will call in, call Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. Let's get this transfer, this Sunshine Protection Act through. Let's get it a vote. Keep daylight savings time.
All right, Sandy. Thanks for the call. In Huntington Beach.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Leon.
Take care.
Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks, Sandy. God bless you, my dear.
Okay, real quick. We only got 2 minutes. Let's, Gary in Long Beach. Gary, you got an answer for our Corvette guy?
No, well, I caught the tail end of that, and I wanted to know the problem he had, because I was in the automotive for over 50 years. So I know quite a few people, and I was just going to see if I could get in touch with him and maybe help him out with that. What year Corvette? Was that a C?
Yeah, it was a C3, 1968.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And what, he had just different, someone did wiring, or?
Well, what did he say, Leon? He said,
said the dash has been out so much, it's just all spaghetti underneath there. Just people trying to rewire it, so he needed help there.
Yeah, see, I'm pretty much retired right now. You need someone that's got some time, you know.
Are you the person?
Like that. Stop. What?
Okay, you got to turn your radio down so we can keep with you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, Gary, maybe the guy, we'll keep your number, and if a guy calls back, we'll get you, or we'll get him your number.
Give him my number.
Okay, well.
Yeah, give him my number, and I'll see if I can help him out.
Okay, we'll do. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, take care.
Thanks for the call.
All right. We're blowing through this 2 hours like you wouldn't believe.
Fastest 2 hours on radio.
And again, folks, this is live. We are taking live calls. You want to talk to Leon? You want to talk to George? You want to talk to Jimmy or, you know, me?
Little old me.
Give us a call. Jimmy, what's the number?
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
You're listening to Motor Slingers right here on the Gunslinger
Radio Network.
And we'll be back in a minute or so.
Yes, sir.
On my knees every day.
Hey, it's Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shop and Auctions. I believe in America, and I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe it's every American's right to protect themselves and their family. I also believe in gun safety and getting the best possible advice on firearms. So if you want to buy or sell pistols or rifles, ammo, and supplies, GunslingerAuctions.com is the place to go. My staff and I have decades of experience and knowledge. We'll give you great advice on your firearms and informed insights on what firearms to purchase. Plus, Gunslingers has huge gun auctions several times a year. Our next auction is May 19th, where you can bid on outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. Go to Gunslinger Auctions to learn more or call me at 714-939-1172 for location, hours, directions, videos, past Gunslinger show programs, info on firearms, ammo, and our next big auction on May 19th. Go to GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. Once more, Gunslinger Auctions. .com. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Now they often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Welcome back, everybody, to the Motor Slingers show right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
Syndicated Radio Network.
Welcome.
Okay, we're here with Leon and George and Jimmy and me, and we're still taking calls. Leon, give them the number again, will you?
The number is a great number, 866-870-5752.
And we're getting to your calls. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to give it again. 866-870-5752. Give us a call.
Yep, we're getting to your calls as quickly as we can. Let's get to Robert in Gardena. Robert, what can we do for you, sir?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. What can we do for you?
I have a question for Leon first, and I have a couple for you, Jeff.
Okay.
First, for Leon, what are your thoughts on, well, number one, thank you for your 43 years of service.
Good job, Robert.
Thank you.
Public. What are your thoughts on gas vehicles versus hybrid vehicles? I have two family members who just purchased Toyotas.
One's a RAV4 and the other's a Corolla.
Well, the hybrid vehicles have been very successful, more so than the electric ones. People have liked because you're not stranded. You know, it's not bad. I prefer a gas vehicle, but certain people that if you just drive around town, you know, I've had lots of people. I've got friends of mine that's got both, and nothing's really bad about a hybrid. Anything negative I get is usually with an electric car. Charging stations, can't find a charging station. The charging station has been vandalized, and I can't charge it, and I was running low. And, you know, it's just too many problems with electric cars that they're having today. But the hybrid, if you're really part of the green family and you want, you know, then a hybrid would be the way to go. It's the way I'd go. I don't have one, or nor will I get one, but that's the way to go. They're good. Everybody I've talked to loves them, and there's not a problem with them.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for your advice there. And, Jeff, my two questions for you are, first, for someone that's visually impaired, do they have an oral exam for the purchase of a gun, other than just having the written exam?
Well, no, they really don't have anything like that. I mean, I would imagine I could read it to you and kind of give you an idea, but you're supposed to be the one answering. I'm not allowed to touch any of your stuff, especially when it comes to the federal form 4473. Mm-hmm. I can't touch that. When you have to fill that out. You can't even bring anybody to fill it out for you, because if you say something incorrectly, they can track that back to you and you alone. So I really don't know of anything like that.
Okay, my next question is, guns do you carry in your shop that you would consider investment guns, guns that would have go up in value over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years?
Well, you never go wrong with that four-letter word, Colt.
Yeah, C-O-L-T, baby.
Yeah, C-O-L-T is the way to go. Colts never go down in value.
No.
You know, they do fluctuate a little bit, and they'll calm down and stuff. Because for a long time, pythons, you forget about it. $4,000 or $5,000, no matter what kind of python.
Yeah, you couldn't find
and
them anywhere.
And now they've calmed down considerable. I don't exactly know why, but pythons are back to anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 for a standard, like, 6-inch blue without a box in good condition. But the 1911s, especially World War II guns, anything World War II. If you know what an SVT-40, this is a Russian World War II rifle. I used to sell them not that long ago, like maybe 3-4 years ago, for $699.
Mm-hmm.
We just sold one in the February auction for $3,000.
Yeah.
So anything World War II, U.S. or German, always going to hold value and keep going up.
Yep.
With all these video games, we get 12-year-old kids that come in and tell me more about an M1 Garand than I know.
Yeah, right.
So and I own a whole bunch of these things. So that would be my suggestion. All right?
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for the call, Robert. Take care.
You're welcome.
Okay. What we got? We got Stephen Lee. Let's get to him. This sounds like a good one. Stephen, L.A., what can we do for you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First of all, the only visually impaired person who should have a gun is the bodyguard for Nancy Pelosi.
Well, he should be among them. Well, let's just go with that.
And second of all, I got to admit, it's kind of painful to hear guys on what used to be a boss radio station trying to talk like boss jocks. I just got to put that out there.
Well, fair enough.
And third of all, Leon, it is just beyond heavenly to hear you back on the radio. You're just a treasure.
Oh,
you're an LA treasure.
God.
You're a national treasure.
My buddy George over here won't even speak to me anymore.
Well, I'm just saying, Leon, we got to get a bigger set of headsets for you.
He's one of the most humble, kind, generous, down-to-earth people you could ever meet. And I do have a car question, but when did you close down your shop? Because I called it Lancer a while back, and I guess you
Lancer,
sold it,
I sold that. My son moved, and I sold that after my wife passed away. And probably 2018, I think. 2018 or 2019 is when I sold the shop.
And what's Lance doing now?
Lance is a Snap-on tool salesman, a big guy. Okay. And he sells tools for all the repair shops and everything. And he gets out and gives me all the information about all the problems with the newer cars.
Uh-oh. We need him running a shop, man, because, I mean, one shop with, you know, real integrity, you know, we need that. If I can just put in a plug, I don't owe him anything or anything but that. But Castle Automotive in Van Nuys does really good, honest work. Castle Automotive on Oxnard and Hazeltine. And
I've heard of
I
them.
I don't have anything to do with them, but I've been there, and they're always busy, and they're not cheap, but they charge a fair price. They do really good work. I do have a car question. I have a 2011 Kia Sorento, and just in the past week or so, the back door, whatever you want to call it, the SUV, it doesn't unlock when I hit the alarm. So I'm thinking it's an alarm deal. That's something I can think of. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Are you talking about the tailgate, the lift gate in the back?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The lift gate. Okay. The lift gate has got a bad electronic solenoid in the back that's probably bad.
Okay. So is that something like a automotive, like Castle Automotive?
Yes.
Or would I have to-
it's easy to repair. Really? That's an easy
one. Oh, it is. What about, what,
as long
what
as you can get the tailgate car? Open. If you can't get it open, then I got to crawl in the back and take all the upholstery off and get it open.
Bleh.
Yeah. Would I go to a body shop or an automotive place?
I would go to an automotive place because a body shop would just send it to an automotive shop.
Okay. Yeah, the back, when I hit the alarm, it doesn't open
that
at all.
Shop that you recommended, take it to him.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. He's not open on Saturdays is the thing, but God bless you, Leon, man. And
God bless
keep
you,
eating
my
broccoli and taking your vitamins, man.
Steve, thanks for the call. Take care. Hey, you know what? We got a lady.
Oh, I like ladies.
I know you do. So let's get to Joan in Marina Del Rey. Joan, say hello.
I know, Joan. I know who it is. I'm sure.
Joan, turn your radio down.
Joan in Marina Del Rey. Joan, say hello.
I know, Joan.
That's Joan. Yeah. Joan.
Hello.
I know this lady, Joan, from Marina Del Rey. She's been a customer of mine and a friend for many, many years.
My mechanic. Oh, Leon, Sundays are not the same without you. It's terrible. Yeah.
I agree.
I enjoyed it, but the station had different things. You know, they wanted to go a different direction, and they're run by a different company now, and I heard they may change to a different type of programming.
Well, downward is a direction.
It's a direction, right?
Well, when I heard them announce your show tonight, I said, and I don't listen at night to the radio, really. I mean, I love the Gunslinger. It's a lot of fun. But when I heard Leon's on, I wasn't going to miss this show for a second. Because I knew that was the way to talk to you.
She's been a friend of mine for a long, long time. She's even come to some of the events that we had at the airport.
The appearances. Oh, yeah. I saw the self-bomber out there.
Yeah, she come out there and some of the... recently, she was out there about a year ago. I remember her out there.
To the Condor Squadron.
She came one day.
Are they going to do it again?
Sure. We're going to do it again in June.
Really? I'll have to call you and find out the date.
Yeah, you can go on the Condor's website and get a date and an invitation. I think it's going to be June 17th. It'll be at the same location as it was the last couple of years.
Well, all right. I have a number that I know. I have a personal number that I could call as well. But the person doesn't answer, doesn't call back.
Well, there is that. Joan, we're coming up on a hard break. We got to go.
Okay. I'm so happy you picked it up. I didn't think you would. Anyway, to everybody, it's been a great show. A great show. I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Joan, very much. God bless you, my dear.
Take care.
And to Lance, too. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Look at that.
All right. See? You're a popular guy.
It's hard to believe.
No way.
When we get back, we got Leo in Venice, Ed in Riverside, Carrie in Huntington Beach, and Sean in Covina. We'll get to your guys' calls. Sean, you will be next because you've been waiting the longest. You're listening to the Motor Slinger Show right here on...
The Gunslinger Radio Network.
And we'll be back right after this.
Just a plain and simple town. Now that I got the girl and the ruby is her name.
Hear me talking.
This girl don't love me, but I
love it just the same.
What I say?
Whoa, 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 Ruby, Ruby, loving on you. I'm gonna hold you. Ruby, 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 will you be my welcome back, everybody, to the Motor Slinger Show right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
Oh, man, we got more phone calls than we could shake a stick at. All right, let's get to Sean in Covina. Sean, what can we do for you, sir?
Well, greetings to the Motor Slingers Network from Memphis.
Thank you,
the petrified forest to the Pacific and the sky above.
There you go.
I have a question for Leon. When you went in the Air Force, what rifle did you go through basic training, and did you have a firearm assigned to you?
A 30. George, help me.
30-06?
No.
Was it a carbine?
Carbine. Oh, 30 carbine.
Okay.
Okay, very
good.
It's
been a long time since I shot a carbine.
Well, I know someone named Jeff who could help you out with that.
That's a good now, point.
Just in case.
Now, I've been hearing a lot of Jeff asking for you to help him for motor advice. I think you should have him do some firearms training or some shooting with him. Since of all that free advice you give him, I think Jeff, Mark, and even Jimmy owes you some shooting time.
Well, I used to shoot quite a bit.
I think we can perhaps arrange a date with either Jimmy, Mark, or, well, Jeff's very busy, maybe Jimmy or Mark.
Probably not as good as I used to be. One time I was good.
Well, you don't have to be good. All you have to do is just pull the trigger. I know you probably
That I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your finger's probably itching, and I know both Jimmy and Mark would love to go shooting with you.
We owe him a lot, so maybe that would be a good way to pay him back a little bit.
And if you think I'm missing that, you're crazy. All right, Sean, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Take care. Okay, let's jump over to Leo in Venice Beach. Leo, what can we do for you, sir?
Hey, good evening, guys. Thanks for your show. I closed my eyes for a second when the music was playing. I thought it was Sunday morning again. Anyways, Miss Leon on the radio, but how about a couple quick questions? One gun question: how hard is it to get a concealed carry permit in California?
Well, it depends on what county are you. You're in LA County, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, they have opened it up, but expect somewhere between 1 and 2 years to get it. But at least, at least now you're getting them.
Yeah,
where it's been ages without it.
Not an automatic denial.
Okay. What's your
got to get on the list.
Yeah, what's your car question?
My question, and I have a quick joke for you afterwards. My question for Mr. Leon is I have a 2000 Toyota Camry, and we cleaned the engine. I got a real good mechanic, and we cleaned the engine thinking that we're noticing it's dirty and it's losing oil, so we're thinking maybe it's gaskets, but about every 500 miles I'm going through a quart oil. And I'm wondering what your observation is. That the engine's clean, it doesn't appear to be leaking from the gaskets.
Well, have you used, how many miles on this car?
185.
It's old enough to use oil.
It's allowed.
It's old enough. I mean,
500 miles?
What, you had to put a quart in every 500 miles?
About that, yep.
Well, if you, what weight oil? I don't know whether people know that anymore. Weight oil.
Well, yeah, I use, use in the wintertime a 30 weight, but I have put synthetic, I've changed it with synthetic oil.
Well, try using a 2050. That engine will last a long time, but I don't agree with running 30 weight at this time. You could put an additive in there to do that, but I'd put a 2050 oil in it, synthetic.
Synthetic 2050? Even when changing it, try it that way?
Well, if you change the oil on a regular basis, when I say regular, most of the time, say 3,000 to 6,000 miles, you can use regular oil. It's cheaper. But if you're going to let it go to what the owner's manual says, sometimes 10,000 miles, I would use a synthetic. because the oil gets contaminated. See, with
So if you're going 10,000 miles, use the synthetic.
Yes, because, you know, the oil gets contaminated by the fuel. Since you've got an older high-mileage engine, some of that compression goes down in the oil and contaminates the oil, plus it has condensation built in. So I recommend it still changing it 8,000, 6 to 8. But if you don't drive it that much, 10,000 with synthetic.
Okay. All right. Sounds like good advice. And where do ghosts go on vacation?
Where do ghosts go on vacation?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lake Erie.
Oh. No. That's a two-groaner. All right. Leo, thanks for the call.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Okay, let's jump over to Ed in Riverside. Ed, what can we do for you, sir?
Well, I appreciate your show. Thank you. For everything. I love the music. Anyhow, it's a great show, great program.
Thank you, Ken.
I called last week and asked you a question about a Ruger Old Army.
Oh, yeah.
And I have seen cylinders for those that you switch out the cap and ball cylinder and shoot 45 long colt.
Correct.
And I'm wondering why a 44 can shoot 45. This, it seems to me that the switchover cylinder ought to be 44 special, 44 mag, but not 45.
Well, it's because you're thinking a 44 Magnum, which is 428 diameter, and a 45 Colt being a 452 to a 454 diameter. But a 44 cap and ball is going to be bigger, and you're talking such a small and minute. And face it, everybody thinks 45 Colt cowboy. And what is a Ruger Old Army but an old kind of cowboy gun? And I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. You know, when you're pushing that, you know, that lead through your forcing cone, it's not gonna peel anything off and hurt. So we're talking such a slight difference that it, you know. And plus, you really don't want people putting a 44 Magnum into a black powder gun.
No.
That's true,
yeah.
But a 44 special should. If a 45 Colt can be put through that gun, a 44 special ought to be no problem at all.
Well, in theory, I would imagine you're right. But then again, you know, if that cylinder is built for 45 Colt and you should do the 44 special out of it, you're going to blow that cylinder or the brass out.
I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the strength of the gun would allow you to shoot that. I would think the strength of the gun would allow the shooting of 44 special if a cylinder was made for it, and I haven't seen one.
Yeah, well, we get them in periodically. So, all right, Ed.
For which ones do you get in?
We get them in for, you know, either any one of the Italian 1858 copies or the Ruger Old Army. We get them in every once in a while. All right.
All right.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's get to everybody's friend Brent in L.A.
Yay.
Brent, how are you?
Hello, you gregarious and gallant gunslingers. And
motor slingers.
And lovable legendary Leon.
There you go. Okay, good enough.
Wow.
And enough conviviality, men. We got business to save our environment, our culture, and our economy. And Leon, in pursuit of the gunslinger's new motto, make guns and gas great again.
They are now. But gas is a problem. We're overpaying for gas prices.
Yes, we are.
We're getting ripped off. We're getting a royal ripoff.
Yes. But
we got more gas under where we're sitting right now in the gunslinger studio for 550 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely, and we're going to have to bring it back. But our idea was we wanted to contract you to fabricate the 21st century's premier patriotic custom car and to crush the EVs by creating the coolest internal combustion street rod since Big Daddy Roth. And we want you to transition dead battery Teslas from obscene environment-destroying CCP mobiles into super MAGA-charged internal combustion Corvette engine supercars.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I could listen to him for hours. Yeah. Oh, Brent, you're too much.
I got plenty more ideas when we get this off the ground.
Okay, very good. Brent, as always, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay, we got another lady caller for you, Leon. You ready? This is Linda.
I love the ladies.
Linda in Burbank. Go ahead.
Leon, have you ever thought of getting your own show again? For example, on Sunday at 10 o'clock when there's a nothing show on, and I just changed the station at that time period.
There's nothing on at that time. It's just that the station that I was on has been sold and resold, and I wasn't real happy with the progress they were making. It's run out of San Francisco, and I've heard that the station may be changed to a different type of program. So I don't want to get involved in all the politics of it, but after 44 years, I just figure, you know, I had the good times, the great people, best friends, which are my listeners in the world. And then it was national for years, and it was just, I just had a good run. I just love all you folks.
All right, Linda.
That would be perfect if he would be able to come on Sunday at 10 o'clock, but unfortunately, what Leon just said about the station, that's awful.
Yep.
Yeah, there's nothing there anymore.
Nope.
Yeah. No.
Okay, Linda, thanks for the call. Okay, well, we still got a couple guys we're going to get to. We only got one segment left. Can you believe
it? Here, real fast, because I got just a question for you, Leon, real fast. What do you think about the Model A and the Dodge Dart Slanted 6?
The Slanted 6 was an excellent engine. When I was in the Air Force in charge of the motor pool, the Slant 6 engine was in all the dump trucks, fuel trucks, everything. That's a real – that's one of the finest engines that Chrysler ever made was the Slant 6 cylinder.
Boom. Oh, look at that.
What was the other part of it?
And the Model A.
The Model A was, was a nice car, you know, $500. Everybody had one. Nice four-cylinder engine. I've worked on lots of them, you know. No. Great cars.
Well, I hope that'll be out, Uncle Junior.
All right. Okay, guys, you're listening. We got one segment left. Holy cow.
Boy.
You're listening to Motor Slingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
And a little heart and soul for you on the way out.
Here we go.
I beg to be adored. Yes, and I lost control and tumbled over.
Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shops here. If you want to buy, sell, or trade a firearm, come to GunslingerAuctions.com to learn how. We've got fantastic selections on pistols, rifles, high-tech, and military firearms, plus skeet, trap, holsters, ammo by the box, reloading supplies, laser sights, and all the extras you need. If you have a gun collection and you'd like to sell for a big profit, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Our staff has decades of experience in appraisals, consignments, antiques, and more, with honesty and unmatched customer service. Our next auction is on May 19th, where you can bid on over 700 outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. So if you're buying, selling, or trading a firearm or entire collection, go to GunslingerAuctions.com or give me a call, 714-939-1172. To learn more about our huge gun auction May 19th, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com.
I love it.
This is it.
I got the fastest set of wheels.
I always did.
When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if he had a set of wings, man, I know she would fly.
Little deuce coupe. I got a coupe out there now.
I got one in the garage, and it's a deuce.
I know.
All right. You know what? We still got calls. Let's try and get to them as quick as we can. Okay, Mike in L.A., what can we do for you, sir?
Hi, thank you. First, I want to say it's great to hear Leon Kaplan, the Motorman, on the air again. Leon, you've got to have your own show again. You know, you're a Los Angeles area, Southern California icon, and you know, we really miss you. You've got to be back on more than just once a month or whatever.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure just to be on the Gunslinger Show. Jeff's a great guy. Jerry's a great guy. Oh, yeah. Mark, everybody. They just do a fantastic job, and I really appreciate them.
They absolutely do. They certainly do. I'm so glad that they're so gracious and wonderful and respectful to have you back on. That's just so awesome. That's a gift to all of us. Anyway, I have a question regarding a car that's been sitting. And if a car has been sitting, let's say, maybe 2-3 years not driven, and I know you'll probably say it's like a basket case or no good, but does it matter on how old or new the car is? Let's say if it's like a 1989 Toyota Camry, for example, or maybe a 2004 Chevy Impala. Can you like drain and change the oil, change the gas? What do you need to do to?
Well, first of all, is it been sitting outside or is it inside?
Outside,
that's tough. Because over the years, you got condensation build up. You need to really to after 2 years, tow it to a shop and have it gone through. Completely safety check, because you're going to need all the fluid brake system, and you may need a lot of work on the brake systems because all the hydraulics of the brakes, the cooling system, the motor oil, everything needs to be drained and changed. Transmission fluid, you got to... It just needs to be going to a repair shop, have them safety check the vehicle, make a list of everything it needs, because you're going to need a lot to get it back in perfect condition.
Is it worth doing for, say, like a 1989 Toyota Camry with maybe like 40,000 miles on it?
40,000, yes. You know, for going, let's assume you go and spend $1,000 on it. You can get it. I'm just picturing a price, $1,000, and you drive it for another 2 or 3 years, that'd be the cheapest car you ever purchased.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in this case, that car also has a blown head gasket. So,
You're talking about something else. Now, you may have an engine problem. Why does it have a blown head gasket? That's because either overheated. You overheated it one time, and so they got aluminum heads. You overheated the engine and blew the gasket. So now I'm wondering if you may have a damaged engine. With 40,000 miles, it may be worth just having somebody pull the cylinder head and look.
Yeah,
I see. Now, I think you once told me before on your Motorman show, I don't recall, but is it true that you cannot only look at the fluid level in the plastic bottle for the coolant, you have to also check the radiator? Is that right?
Oh, yes. That's a coolant recovery bottle. They just started that years later. That's the only – what happens when the cars had radiator caps on the top? Now, I'm talking about a lot of you may not remember. You may remember. Air got in the system. So they found out if you take the air out of the cooling system, there's no rust, no corrosion. Air and water makes rust and corrosion. By putting the coolant recovery bottle, as the water expands, it goes into the coolant bottle. And when the water cools down, it sucks it back into the radiator. So there's no air. So it's the best thing, one of the best things the manufacturers did.
Okay, Leon, is it possible you can have a seat coolant in the plastic bottle but below in the radiator?
Yes.
That is possible. See, some people don't realize that, and then they blow their engine.
Okay. Mike, we got other calls we got to get to.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
so
thank you for calling. Talk to you later. Okay. All right, real quick, let's jump over to Rob in L.A. Rob, we're running out of time. What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Just real quick for Leon. We have this idea about the electric pulse bomb that can fry electronics, and it makes me wonder about the effect on cars. And then I think about the old style of plugs and points where you have a mechanical distributor cap, you know, and all that stuff. Is that resistant to an EMP, or have you thought about that? I'm just, you know, it makes me wonder because I'm thinking apocalyptically.
Well, I'm not following. You talk about points of condenser. We haven't had those for years and years and years since the 1850s and 1860s had points and condenser, so that's a thing of the past. And so I didn't quite understand all of
that. What he's talking about is EMP. This is a bomb that goes off and kills computers. And he's saying, should we try and go back to points and plugs as opposed to? I get what you're saying, Rob, but I don't see that.
If we're going to do a tune up, go back and do a tune up every 4,000 to 5,000 miles.
It would plunge us back into Mad Max territory.
Yeah.
You know, where you're driving old diesels and stuff like that.
Or Cuba.
You're drinking too much. Put a cap on Cuba. That beer.
All right.
but is that just we're not going to be able to escape an EMP thing because we all have electronics in our
everything?
You know,
yes.
Systems? Yeah, the only thing you don't are firearms. Buy lots, buy many. Yeah. And don't forget, the only real... precious metal is lead. Anyway, Rob, we got one more call we got to get to. Thanks for calling in.
I like that.
Yep, take care. Okay, real quick, Ed in Simi Valley. This is our last call. Ed, what can we do for you?
Leon, you're the ultimate arbiter between man and machine because you make life much kinder for both man and his machine.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Leon, I got to change my oxygen sensors, and I'm wondering if I can get away with just pulling the fuse for the oxygen sensors instead of disconnecting the battery because I got expired tags, and I don't want to have to reset, drive around too much to reset everything.
Why? You're going to damage the engine. You're going to drive around. Why you want to change the oxygen sensors? Are they bad?
My oxygen sensory heaters won't reset.
Well, you need to, that's a computer. You got to get in there and find out. You must have a bad O2 signature. Call them O2 mechanic.
There's no error code. I looked with the machine. There's no error code. But the oxygen sensors reset, but the oxygen sensor heaters didn't reset.
Well, you got an electronic problem there. You may have a computer, something in the computer to short out. You need somebody to diagnose, hook it up. You got a computer?
I have a scanner. It says
scanner's not enough. You need a professional one. Go to a shop. Go to some of these auto parts stores. Do it for nothing.
I'll try that.
And just have them run a scanner and see what it shows up, what codes come out. I mean, you're talking about a lot of electronics here. For me to say, well, it's one thing or another, electronic and a heater, you don't know. You're guessing, and that's what's wrong with a lot of people. They guess and get themselves in trouble.
It's a bad game.
Yep.
All right, I'll try one of the auto stores and see if they come up with the code.
Sure. Right, very good. Ed, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Wow, that was a quick 2 hours.
Fastest 2 hours on radio, folks.
I apologize.
Don't be. This is why we do this, Leon, because everybody wants to talk to you, and this gives them a lot of happiness, gives me a lot of happiness, and I hope gives you some, too.
Well, I'm very humbled, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, absolutely. And, one thing I want to say, Lance, who's probably still listening, how many compliments do we get on the music?
Probably Lance did.
Well, Lance always used to say on your show, he used to always complain about music was too old and blah, blah, blah. But we played a whole bunch of oldies tonight and everybody loved it.
Everyone on all our feeds.
Well, he didn't like the Beach Boys that much. That's what he was concerned about. But he didn't know what he's talking about. He's a smart kid, but he don't know much about music.
Well, there's that. So there you go, Lance.
He's a genius in my eyes.
You have to blame his dad for that.
So we did this on New Year's Eve. We did it
St.
Patty's Day. So we'll have to pick something like Father's Day. Maybe we'll do it again.
Hey, that'll be a good show. That'll be.
What do you think, Leon? You want to pre-book it for Father's Day? Or are you busy?
Lord willing, I'm ready.
Okay, so we'll plan on that for now. We'll get you back on Father's Day.
I look forward to it.
Same here. I absolutely enjoy your company, and I love having you on the show. Hey, I want to say thanks to everybody for listening. This has been a blast for me.
Absolutely.
I hope it was as much for you. I know a whole bunch of people on Facebook and the Rumble and YouTube had a whole bunch of things to say.
Thank you guys.
When I get home, I'll go check them all. And Ryan, how much time we got? Oh, we got 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, but I just want to send a special thanks to both George and Leon. God bless you guys for being here. A real legend sitting next to us. And I know the outpouring of everyone on all our feeds and the listeners out there.
George is a legend on aviation. I'm a pilot. He's a pilot. But he knows a lot more about engines and things in aviation than anybody I know of.
Well, we didn't get much to you tonight. Last time you got a whole bunch of questions.
What if you called? Yeah. Well, I have to tell them I started out in the military and then flown about 100 different airplanes.
Wow.
You guys keep that on mind for the next show.
40, 50 years.
What was the plane? The B-something? B-24?
The B-25. I flew it to air shows.
Okay.
It was a World War II airplane restored, and for about 20 years I flew that to air shows around the western states.
He's a terrific pilot. And he's just a good aviator. He knows, tells me everything I'm doing wrong.
Really cool to be sandwiched between
put the gear down. Don't forget to put the gear down.
No, you got to start the engine first.
Well, the Corsair has always been the airplane for me. Ever since, I don't know if it was Black Sheep Squadron with on TV or
Robert Conrad.
Yeah, but that that plane with the V-shaped wings.
You know where they filmed that?
Uh-uh.
They filmed that show right to the west of Magic Mountain in that Santa Clarita Valley.
Okay.
About 4 miles west of Magic Mountain.
No kidding.
There was an old strip there that they took over for that filming.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, it was a fun old show.
Pretty corny, but...
I was going to say, you watch it now, it's pretty silly, but not in the 70s.
At the time, it was great. Yeah. You bet.
Yeah, fun show.
I like Sky King.
That goes a little before my time.
That's right.
Holy cow. Well, anyway, like I said, I want to thank everybody, all you guys out in Portland, everybody in San Diego, everybody out in the Inland Empire. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody here in the L.A. Area, thanks so much. I hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to have Leon back.
Thanks for having George and I over here. I really appreciate it.
As often as possible. And you want to sign off with your smile?
Oh, a smile. Just keep smiling, folks, because remember, a smile is just a little curve that sets a lot of things straight.
I do that every week, but I miss the curve.
Oh, you got to run it out.
I'll work on that. Hey, thanks. You've been listening to the Motor Slingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, guys. Love you. God bless.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.